Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Jill Kaufman. Detailed maps released this week show natural gas is leaking from about 20,000 hotspots in pipelines around much of Massachusetts.
Cohasset claims the most leaks in the state, one for every six homes that use gas. National Grid, a major supplier of natural gas to the Boston area, has a 20-year plan to replace any pipe that may be prone to leaks. Eversource says it will do the same in 25 years.
The company says also that the system is safe, so, you know, don't get all upset yet, and it's operating normally, and that the majority of gas leaks pose no threat to the public. That's you. According to a congressional study, though, the aging infrastructure has cost gas users up to $1.5 billion, so that's people paying for gas that they don't use. It just goes out into the ether, so to speak. Joining us to talk about the new maps and what they mean is Audrey Schulman. She is president of the Home Energy Efficiency Team, or HEAT, and this is the group that created these maps. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And also joining us is Bob Ackley, founder of Gas Safety, Inc. And for years, he detected leaks for the utilities, and now with his own company, he does likewise. He spent about 30 years, is that right, documenting leaky pipes and alerting companies to danger or potential danger?
Yeah, I started about 79.
Great. Thank 79. You. And I'm sorry, Audrey, I'm going to ask you to put your headphones on because I forgot that we have a guest by phone. Audrey, let's start with you. If you could tell us about the maps that HEAT made and that were in the Globe today, and they're on our website as well, and where you got your data.
We got our data from the utilities themselves. Last year, there was a law passed which mandated that the utilities must report on natural gas leaks. And so those reports came out, including the addresses and the years that each leak was first reported or found by the utility. So we mapped that information.
Okay, and which utilities?
We mapped Eversource, National Grid, and Columbia Gas. So that's a majority of the state.
Majority, but Western Mass being Berkshire Gas and
I think Columbia Gas covers some of Western Mass.
And when we say there are 20,000 leaks, these are the known gas leaks, and these are the ones that you've mapped. And again, if Berkshire Gas or some other is not in here.
Right.
When you say gas leaks, I get nervous, you know, and I'm sure our listeners could have that same red flag go up. Why is it seemingly all right that there's not, you know, a full attack on these gas leaks right away? In fact, some of them have not been repaired. As Bob Ackley, you know that they've been identified and not repaired for years sometimes. Why is that not a danger?
So the utilities do regular surveys to check for potentially explosive leaks. Which means that they're in a contained space. If they are in a contained space or near the foundation of a building, then they have to repair them fairly quickly. If, however, the leaks are not near a building and not in a contained space, those leaks, no matter how big, do not have to be repaired.
Okay. Bob Ackley, you had identified leaks in the past. I know I've read an article sort of documenting your experience as both working for a utility, then going off on your own and being a whistleblower, in fact, on the utilities. What was your response when you were trying to get the utilities that you worked for to pay attention?
You mean when I was a contractor for them, or now?
When you were a contractor for them, and now, why not?
Well, I mean, they had a protocol in place, and I was a worker, and pretty much did what I was told to do. Otherwise, you wouldn't have employment. I was a contractor; I would never work directly for a gas operator. So there was a confrontation at one time. About 15 years ago, maybe 10, where they changed their leak classification. We used to classify any leak that was off of a street and migrating onto private property, a grade 2 leak, which would be repaired within a certain time frame, typically 15 months. And that would include anything that was around trees migrated off. We graded a 2. And then they got into this mode of everything's a grade 3. It's non-hazardous for an explosion, so let's make it a grade 3. So there was some pushback from some of the operators, and you know, was basically told to to do what I was supposed to do, or I would no longer be used.
So, all right,
I mean,
Bob.
That's pretty blunt.
That's about as clear as it gets. And Audrey and Bob, why? Okay, so we know we have infrastructures that are quite aged in this state and elsewhere in the country, but why is the gas leaking, and why now are we identifying this? I know there's a state law that came about, but what's the cause?
It's always been easy to identify. The new equipment just shows it in a graphic form with GPS tags. We've always been able to detect the leaks. We've got flame ionization units that can detect the gas very easily. It's the will to repair the leaks. And the leaks aren't really what the problem is for the operator. The operator, this is, yes, they're leaking methane into the atmosphere, and we have the greenhouse gas, but what really is important here is small diameter cast iron pipe that will crack, especially in winter under frost conditions, and cause buildings to blow up, and it's very dangerous. The other problem is the bare steel pipes that are also very dangerous and susceptible to corrosion, and we witnessed that down in Somerset, Mass., where a house blew up, and also that was with the steel, and the cast iron was Wayne Sargent's house up in Gloucester. 6-inch cast iron main cracked in the winter, a few winters ago.
Audrey Shulman?
So part of the problems also is that it kills trees. It's bad for human health. It increases ground level ozone, which is correlated with, you know, increased morbidity. And the greenhouse gas implications are huge. The professor Nathan Phillips from Boston University has calculated that it would be about 10% of our state's greenhouse gas emissions inventory, which is well more than all the cars we drive. It's approximately the same as the commercial sector.
Okay, so that's a lot of a lot of cause. We don't want to get too deep into climate change, but there are other studies as well. Like there was a study from Harvard in January that found out that the amount of methane leaking from these pipelines and storage facilities was in Massachusetts, I believe, was 3 times greater than previously estimated. So, why aren't utilities or groups like yours, Audrey, jumping on this any faster than it's been directed? I mean, now it's known, and as Bob said, it's been known.
So people are constantly trying to deal with the issue, and last year a great law was passed that sped up the fixing of the pipes. But one of the problems is that the utilities do not have to pay for the lost gas right now, that consumers do on their utility bills. And that, I think, is a bad incentive. The utilities are tightly regulated. They don't have a lot of control about what they, you know, can do. So we have to incentivize them to fix things.
I just want to put a dollar figure on that gas that the customers are paying for. It's by congressional study, it's $1.5 billion a year or overall since this has been charted?
There's so many different figures.
Yes, there are.
the Harvard study found $90 million per year in the greater Boston area.
Just greater Boston.
And I'll feel comfortable with that one.
Okay. We've got about a minute left. I do just want to tell you that National Grid sent us a press release, and they said that, you know, of course, they have replaced pipelines. They've replaced about 630 miles of natural gas mains in Massachusetts from calendar year 2010 through 2014. And they've got money to put, you know, to replace more, $2.4 billion over the next 5 years. Of course, they're going to address this. This is their business. And we know about these explosions. But what do we know about other parts of the state? Audrey, real quickly, I mean, why aren't we not talking about central and western Massachusetts more?
Because
in this?
We don't have the money to map them. we're a small nonprofit. And we would love to do more mapping, more analysis, and work with municipalities to help repair these leaks.
Great. Audrey, thank you so much. Bob Ackley, thank you so much as well. We have a tight time today. We want to hear more about this going forward. Audrey Shulman is president of the Home Energy Efficiency Team, and Bob Ackley is the founder of Gas Safety, Inc. Again, thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.